listening to Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. I've had a show on the radio. That's right. This is your host, Michael. Welcome you to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. Welcome. This is a talk show. That means we talk, you listen, and you can also talk. You call the station, we'll listen to you. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat, 407-894-1680. Before we begin our show, let me introduce the players tonight. First of all, my co-host, my beautiful wife, and I mean she is beautiful, smart, also my caregiver, my love of my life, co-host Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I had to do a double take. It's November 5th. How could that be? But it is. Welcome, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show on the first Sunday in November.
And my co-host, all the way from Winter Park, Florida, co-host Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody, and I'm sure glad to be back with you, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome, Gary.
And only one in the studios. He's in the radio pushing those buttons, turning those dials. He's in the radio station because we're on the radio. That's right. Chris Shaw, you there? Producer?
I'm right here. It's close to midnight, so I'm back.
Welcome back.
I missed this last week. I really missed you guys last week. I didn't get a chance to do this.
You didn't miss us. You were having fun. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you were.
But we did. We missed you.
And look, I was going to call in. When I looked at the clock, it was midnight.
Thanks.
That's how much fun you were having.
Right.
We had a good show. Glenn was great. I think Glenn enjoyed it too.
Good, good.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The wife and I was talking. I said, hey, I got to call in. Remind me to call in at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
She said, okay, no problem. It's 7 o'clock. Yeah. No, 7 o'clock our time, not that time.
Before we begin, let me just say this way, in case those people didn't hear last week. We're giving away $50 gift cards. That's right. $50 gift cards starting.
We started already.
Well, no, we started as far as talking about it.
Right. But taking entries.
But starting the 12th, which I believe is next week.
It is. Oh, my God.
We'll start calling off the names.
It is.
And we'll run it right through until week before Christmas. To get those $50 gift cards, you could be anywhere, United States, Canada, wherever you are, number one. But to get it, you have to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Or, Michael, they could write in the contact box of our website, as one of our entries did. That's fine, too.
Okay.
If they can't remember the website, your email, just go to our website. Either way.
But we would like you to say something nice about some sponsors or the show. If you like the show, you'll say something. If you like one of the sponsors, you'll say something. So if you got something to, as far as criticism, we'll take that too. Anything you have to say. If you have want to add something to the show, well, you can say that too. So you have to, but you have to write. You have to say something. You can't call up the studio. You can't call up on radio. You have to write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What did you just say also, Lynn?
Oh, if they can go to the website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and go to the contact button, and right in there you can write a note.
Otherwise, there's no catches. We're giving away our sponsors, by the way, thanks to Publix supermarkets, for those who are in Publix area. Thanks to Alabama Industries for the Blind. Thanks to
Tactile Solutions.
Yep. These are the ones that put up the money for the $50 gift cards. So we thank those sponsors for putting up the $50 gift cards. And we hope you call in. Well, pardon me, take that back. Don't call in. Write in.
Right.
Hope you write in.
Yeah, yeah. Do as I don't say. You have to write in. You have to write in at Michael. I'm repeating it again. You have to write in to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I would say it this way. You should do it soon. Don't wait. Do it now. Because let's put it this way. We're going to be calling out names. And as the old expression goes, the early bird gets the worm. We'll stop taking the calls the last week in November. So after November, we don't take any more calls.
So they have 4 weeks to do it.
So you have, 4 weeks. But I would suggest to start doing it now. Anything you have to say. In a minute, we're going to go to a break. But before, I'm going to say this way to you.
4 minutes.
We have a special tonight, which is going to be very interesting. We have a panel. A panel of folks that will be talking about something that I guess we'll say, for those folks that are sighted, would be very interesting to listen to. Pardon me. Those folks that have been blind after the age of 50, that were, let's just say this way, later in life, people that went blind. We have Paul Russler. We have Tom Babcock. We have Gary Sinclair. And we have Michael Golder on the panel.
He's looking at me like, what?
I'm looking for the word panel.
My goodness.
So, on the panel.
So we have Paul Ressler in New Jersey, Tom Babcock in Central Florida, Orlando, and Gary in Orlando, Florida,
so
too.
These folks have been.
Yeah, but do I qualify?
What?
Do I qualify? I was actually blind before I was 50, but I really lost most of my sight about 50, so I had low
vision.
We'll talk about it. We'll go after the other break. Okay.
Okay.
But you went blind later in life. You weren't blind when you were 20.
Yeah. I had low vision for a while, and then I went
totally
blind.
Not talking low vision. We're talking about you went blind after the age.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll be discussing that. Anyway, we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
SEVA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SEVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SEVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SEVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SEVA.org today. That is SEVA, SEVA.org.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate
Become
now.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries
a
for the Blind,
message
where
the
for over
Fighting
90
blindness.
Years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We got some shout outs first. Lynn?
Okay, and then we'll get them quickly from the other, from the fellows. Yeah, I'd like to mention, you all know Eyesight Eyewear, one of our wonderful sponsors, Roland Matron, that comes on all the time. Well, his son Carson brought home the gold and another Pan Am record against Columbia in the Pan Am Games in San Diego, Chile. I'll get there. San Diego, Chile last week. As you know, Carson represented the Canadian team, and the Pan American and Pan American Games is the largest multi-sport event in the Americas, where the best athletes from all over the continent compete, and it's held every year, every 4 years. And Carson is a professional road racing cyclist for Team Canada and Israel Premier Tech Academy. So congratulations to Carson, and we know that Roland is very proud. And I also would like to mention that November is Native American Heritage Month, and I might have a surprise guest this month. My fingers are crossed. And also, it's Diabetes Awareness Month, Epilepsy Awareness Month, and Homeless Youth Awareness Month. A lot of things going on.
Gary, you got any shout-outs?
Yeah, I got a shout-out to my son Wayne, and I got a shout-out to my brother Gary, which just left me after 2 years and moved up to Virginia with his family.
Yep, you're okay. A bachelor again.
Paul, you got any shout-outs?
I do. I'd like to send a shout-out to my son Todd and to my beautiful little dog Savoy.
Hi, Savoy.
That's funny.
Hi, Todd.
Tom, you got any shout outs?
I'd like to shout out to Lighthouse of Central Florida. We did a blind awareness day on the 19th, a blind event outside at Lighthouse Works, and it was very well, and we had a great time, and I'm going to thank them for having me.
And what about you, Chris Shaw? You got any shout-outs?
Yeah, definitely got a shout-out to you, and definitely to you. Thank you for all that you do. We can't have this show without you.
Oh, that's definitely says.
And you.
And you.
And thank you, Chris.
So right now, let me discuss this. Our panel tonight are four men. We try to get some women.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
What can I say?
Sometimes we have all women and no men.
Today is all men.
So they mean it's a man show tonight. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
First, let me introduce you to Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair?
Yes. Yep. My blindness went with retinitis pigmentosa years ago, and it was a difficult change in my life to go from vision to no vision, with
don't
which
go
I
there.
Went from
Gary. Don't go into whole
okay.
right now dissertation. I just want to introduce
okay.
each person first, and then we'll go into each person's dissertation.
All right,
Paul Ressler. Paul Ressler.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so your story. When did you lose your eyesight? What age?
64.
Okay.
Yes.
And one question, was it sudden?
Yes.
Yes, it was sudden. Okay, we'll come back to you in a few minutes. And Tom Babcock,
okay.
What age did you lose your eyesight?
It was it was 6 years ago yesterday, 63.
63.
And it was sudden. And it affected both eyes at the same time.
It was suddenly, okay. And then there was me. I lost my age at 68. And it was suddenly as well. So you have four different people, which we'll be discussing. And if you, our listeners, would like to call in, 407-894-6080. We'd like to call in and ask any questions. You have anything to add, please do, 407-894-6080. Let's go back now. Now go back to Gary. Gary?
Okay, brought up something very interesting.
Your story is you got RP.
Right. And the interesting fact of this council tonight is that I'm the only one that went from low vision through, where those others had, they lost their eyesight quickly. So I had an advantage of adjusting as my vision went bad, which went quickly.
So yours was a gradual.
Right.
Okay. Paul, yours was sudden.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. Yours was sudden, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how did you, not ask a stupid question, because the sight of people always would like to know, your reaction to when you went blind, what was it, numbness? Was it mean? What was your reaction to your going blind?
Well, initially, of course, I was angry. But because of my family situation, I was not able to allow that to last too long. I had two sons and a wife at the time. So I had to kind of pick it up and learn how to be blind. And that's what I did. So I didn't dwell on it for more than maybe one day.
Okay. Wow. And Todd Bobcock?
Yes, sir.
You lost your eyesight suddenly?
Suddenly.
How did you react to your sudden blindness?
Well, I agree with Paul. It's like it's a grieving process. That at first comes along as the anger, and you're upset, and you don't know what to do, and you're scared. And like Paul, I had good people around me that, you know, pushed me. Like, okay, you got to pull it together. You got to get to it. We got to do something. We got to move on. And I thank God for those people. But yeah, it was very angry, very fearful. Don't know what I'm going to do. What do I do now? I was working and had a car and drove, and all that was over with. So that was really hard.
Okay, so we'll come back to you in a few minutes.
Okay.
And then there's me, Michael. I lost my eyesight suddenly. I went numb. If it wasn't for Lynn, I don't know what I would have done, to be honest with you. I was like a third person. I didn't know what was happening at the time. I was just in la la land. I can say it this way. I didn't know what was doing. When we went to the eye doctors, they didn't know what was going on. And which we'll come back to each one and discuss each one's situation. But mine was numbness. But thank goodness I had Lynn by my side, and that helped. Gary, yes, Sinclair?
Yes.
Okay, let's go back now. You had RP.
All right.
So of the four of us, you're the only one that had what I call
inherited retinal disease.
A retina problem.
Degenerative.
The others had other situations.
Right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So you started losing your eyesight at what age?
Probably right around 45 up into that area.
You start losing
well, started at 45. Yeah, because I was getting, vision was getting worse and worse and worse, and so what was good about it is I learned how to adapt as I went along. That was the same thing for like cooking on a grill, which I still cook today on the grill. I adapted to how I was going to do my cooking on a grill, do my cooking on a stove. I took that easy, and it wasn't like just, bam, I'm into cooking. I got to cook and I can't see. So I had adjustment problems but I had adjustment advantages, which I very much appreciate because it helped me a lot.
Let's go to Paul now. Paul, how did you lose your eyesight?
I went into the hospital to have surgery on my lower spine. I was having problems with issues regarding my time in service. And I went in to have surgery on my back, and I woke up blind.
Oh, wow.
Could you repeat that? Because if people might not understand what you just said, they might not listen to what you just said. So what you're saying is you went in for surgery for your back, and you end up being blind. Did I say that right?
Correct. That's exactly right. I had no issues with my eyesight when I went in for my surgery, but when I woke up, the lights were out, so to speak.
So yours was a surgery problem that a doctor screwed up, okay?
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with eye surgery. It was my back.
I understand, so you went in for back surgery.
Totally unrelated.
You went in for back surgery.
Right.
I understand. If the listeners have any questions, they'll call in and ask. You went in for a back problem, surgery, and the doctor screwed up, and they hit the nerve, and you went blind.
Right.
Had nothing to do with your eyes. Tom Babcock, how did you go blind?
Well, it was due to an accident. I have just gotten to that point where I retired, and I thought, well, I can't sit around too much. And I got a nice part-time job, and I got a new car, and things were good. I was having a little issue with my left eye, and the cornea was trying to do something strange, but the doctor I went to fixed it and got the vision back, and I was back working and driving, and I was on a little vacation in St. Petersburg, and in the middle of the night, I got up, and I sort of tripped, and my left side of my head towards the center, I hit a granite countertop with
my goodness gracious.
Unfinished corners, and it was a square corner, and it sliced from above my eyebrow, opened my left eye, and down my cheekbone.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But it bled so bad, both retinas were filled up with blood. And lights were out, and that was it. And I've been to Bass and Palmer in Miami, and there was not much they could do.
So he lost his eyesight due to an accident. Unbelievable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then there's me, Michael.
And what happened to you?
Mine was stress. And
really?
The doctors knew nothing about. At that time, Lynn read me an article just recently.
Yeah, you were a trendsetter.
I was a trendsetter.
Back then, they didn't know when they came up with some fancy name, but they said airline pilots, people with AAA personalities like Michael, were prone to this. The cortisol level rises in your body, and that affects your eyes. And they called it idiopathic central serous retinopathy. And I will never forget the doctor said, which means we really don't know. That was at Bass
Palmer. And I went to two hospitals. I went to Bass Palmer in Miami, and I went to Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. And both hospitals said the exact same thing. Your eyes are fine. It's not your eyes. It's your brain. The brain had too much cortisol with all the stress I was in for years in the business world I was in. And at that time, we brought up a couple weeks ago, we talked about yoga. And they said if I would have had taken up yoga, and if I would have stood in my head, then the blood would have gone to my head, and then I would not have had loss of vision.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a whole big article on it right now.
Yeah, but what it was saying is that most people, their vision comes back, but yours never did. So.
So I lost my eyesight suddenly.
Yep.
And let's put it this way. You snap your finger, that's how fast I lost it. I was driving a car on a turnpike 2 minutes before, and I said to the person who was with me in the car, let's pull over, and I feel like reading the newspaper, and you drive. And thank goodness I did that. Don't ask me why or how, because otherwise we would have both probably been killed.
Probably.
Because when the person started driving the car and I started reading the paper, all of a sudden it happened. Everything went dark. And I don't know what happened. I thought it was my glasses. I wasn't sure. And everything was dark. I couldn't see anything.
Michael, you know what I would like to do?
What would you like?
I'd like to go to Chris. I'd like to go to break a couple minutes early so Gary can get his trivia in. And then when we come back, we can talk about everybody's emotions when they went blind.
Okay.
Gary, I know there's more to your story.
we know, Gary.
We know the story, and we'd like you to share that story. So,
okay.
Chris, is that okay? Oh, wait. Yours is not music, right, Gary? Yours
no.
Is, okay.
No, no, not this time.
So do you want to do his trivia now and then go to break? What do you want to do?
No, let's go to break and then come back with trivia.
Okay.
Let's go to break. We're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by eSight, the life-changing electronic glasses for people with low vision.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and backgrounds who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers free of charge a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep. JBI now also offers a growing collection of children's books that combine Braille or audio with the printed book to encourage families to read together. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction, liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings, including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show, Michael.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Gary, it's time for your trivia.
Yo. Okay, everybody. I try to make them easy all the time, but this is pretty easy if you've been around. We had a president, Richard Nixon. If you call him, he had a nickname. What was his nickname? Call 407-894-1680 to win.
Barry, can you repeat the question, please?
We had a president years past. His name was Richard Nixon. He had a nickname.
Okay.
What was his nickname?
That's so easy.
I know. Yeah. I try to give him away.
Yeah. Really, of all the nicknames that you can think of, you thought of that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm simple-minded.
So, Gary, Gary, while we're waiting for somebody to call in, why don't you tell the audience what you told Michael and I back in, I don't even know what year it was, 2012, 11, I don't know.
12, what your feelings matters.
Yeah, what your feelings were when you knew when you lost your sight, because you told us something really sad. It took you took you a few years to adjust.
Yeah, it definitely took me a few years. I was angry, quite angry. I mean, I used to be a heavy equipment operator in the Navy Seabees. I used to run bulldozers and cranes and everything else. And I couldn't even ride a tricycle. Yeah, that angered
me a
lot.
And you were also a biker.
Yeah, I'm also a biker, too, yes. And that bothered me, too, because I did ride being blind for quite a few times with friends. And then after a while, I just started losing my equilibrium, and I just wasn't balanced on the bike right, where I got even afraid to ride on a motorcycle because I didn't know which way I was leaning. I didn't know which way I was doing what. So, yeah, it just made a big adjustment in my life, something that I loved so much. Heavy equipment, motorcycles. So it was hard and devastating to give all that up. So I had to learn how to live an easy life, but not so hard.
Weren't you angry and depressed also? And it took a certain gentleman... we don't have to mention his name, but he kind of got you out of the funk and you got the VA. And why don't you tell about that?
Yeah. I was angered quite a bit. I tried to go and get the VA to back me up. And I didn't think they would. And at first, when I first got out of the Navy, they said 1.962 or whatever the number was, you're not eligible for disability. In the VA, they won't accept retinitis pigmentosa with that number. And so years and years went by, and I had no money. And finally, a friend of mine, he got me telling me about the VA. And I said, why don't we just stop the VA? Because they don't accept it. He says, they've changed rules in the past.
They've changed things. Go check it out. So I finally got talked into 2 years of talking to this guy. I gave up. I said, I swallowed my pride. I'm going to do what you're asking me. So I went to my coordinator, this coordinator in the VA. And by golly, I had full disability within 3 months with back pay, 100%.
And your life changed, that's for sure.
Completely. I went through a trailer, which I just went through Charlie, Francis, and Jeannie all in 1 month, and another one for every weekend, and in a trailer. That's scary. I says, I got money now. I got money down pay. I'm out of here. I'm not going to be huffed and puffed and blow my house down again. So I went and got me a beautiful home. So here I am. I live in a nice home now, and I'm so grateful.
And there you are. So, well, thank you, Gary, for sharing that.
Sure.
Chris? Okay. Chris, that last one you wrote, is that a new caller from Stuart? I'm not sure what.
No. Kim, he's called before.
Oh, okay. So
I think I just misspelled. I think it's K-E-M. I think I did.
Oh, okay. So we better take the caller that was first then.
All right. So let's go to Wellington, Florida.
All righty.
I got Wellington, Delray Beach, Clinton, Indiana, and Stewart.
Wow.
Woo!
Right.
A lot of smart ones out there.
Yeah, so we got all these callers on the phone line. So our first caller is Tony from Wellington, Florida. Tony, how you doing?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Good. All right.
Hey, Tony.
All right, Tony.
Hello.
So do you know what the nickname is? Because I need to know, because I said the wrong nickname in my head.
Yeah. Oh, Tricky Dick. His name was
you
Tricky
got
Dick.
You got a $10 gift certificate from Subway.
Was that it?
That's it, Tony.
Wait,
Subway Subs.
Let me reiterate that. I am not a crook.
You're a good man. Give him 2 subs.
Congratulations.
Hey, Tony, hold on one moment. All right,
buddy.
Tony? Thank
Hello?
You, Tony. Tony, hold on one moment. All right? I got you covered.
Okay, sure.
All righty. Let's see. Let's talk to Bill from Delray Beach, Florida. Bill, how you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Okay, Bill. I think we missed Bill, so... Let's go to
Lossville.
Let's go to our good friend in Clinton, Indiana, John. John, how you doing, John?
There's John.
Hi,
hello,
John.
Well, they're hanging up on us.
Well, they didn't win, so they're hanging up. I thought maybe they would contribute a little bit. I thought maybe John would talk to you a bit about when he lost his eyesight.
All right. Well, let's talk to Kim from Stewart, Florida. Kim, how you doing?
Hey, Kim, you got to be there.
Tricky Dick Knight here on the Blind and Beyond. I am not a crook. I can remember seeing my father putting the peace signs up on his head. I am not a crook.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim, thank
it's
you
good
so
much. Hey, good to hear you guys. I listen all the time.
Well, we're glad.
How'd you go blind, John? I'm Kim.
Oh, well, we're
breaking. How'd you go blind?
Well... I'm not a crook. Thanks, guys. Talk to you there.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim.
All righty. All right. So let's go on, Michael. Gary is talking about what happened to him. And
well, first, I have to say, for those people who are just wondering, Philadelphia Eagles won, beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Yay.
Well,
congratulations.
28-23.
All right.
Anyway,
let's go
going
to
back
Paul.
To
So Gary's just shared his story and how he learned about the VA benefits. Should we go move on to Paul?
Let's go to Paul. Yeah, we'll go to talk to Paul. Paul, talking to
yes,
you.
Sir.
I have a question
yes,
for you, Paul. Weren't you angry? That would have been my first.
Yeah, for one day.
Shock and anger.
One day. Anger, I learned, is a really difficult thing to carry around with you. I learned it from a different aspect of my life. I had a son who was struggling with drug addiction. He eventually died at the young age of 22. So the anger that I, from his experience, told me real quickly that I cannot carry that anger with me, which has hurt me.
Wow.
So
and
you
that's
weren't
the way I approach.
So for the listening audience who's sighted, feeling they've got to go in for a back operation, Now they just scared them. Now they scared them about, like, you went into a back operation and you went blind. And you're saying you didn't flip out.
No, I couldn't. I just couldn't. The basic premises upon which I live my life, and one of them was always to never give up and to fight for everything I wanted that was good in life. So one day I was angry. The next day my sons came to visit me, and that was the end of that. I gave up on all that anger.
That's not easy to do.
And Tom?
Yes, sir. Yes. When
you went blind, you weren't that angry?
Oh, yes, I was. Oh, I was extremely angry. I was more angry than I was fearful or sad or anything. I was just really angry. But like I said earlier, I had some good people around me, and one of them called Gary Sinclair. Said, I don't know what to do. What do we do? And Gary got me into Lighthouse and said, that's your start. You got to keep going. But I do have to say, it took a couple of years for that anger to start to subside and start to, because I thought my life was over, because I used to be a part-time landscaper and landscape design person. I was trying to start a little business, and I was pretty good at it. And all of a sudden, how am I going to, I can't do this. Now I'm blind. I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do nothing. And that's, you know, sort of fueled the fire for the anger. You learn it's not doing you any good. You got to get up. You've got to get up. And within 6 weeks after being blind, a mobility expert came to my house and handed me my first cane, my first white cane. And I'll tell you what, grabbing that cane, all of a sudden I started feeling some
independence. Tom, I got to interrupt you. We'll come back to you.
Yeah,
we have a caller. We'll come back to you.
Yeah.
We have a caller calling in. John from Clinton, Indiana. John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, John.
Michael. Lynn, all the rest of
you. Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, everybody. I lost my sight with glaucoma and detached retinas. And I had 9 operations, and none of them seemed to work. But after that last operation, I went into seclusion, and I was depressed for about 6 to 8 months. I was keeping the distilleries and the breweries working overtime, if you want
there
to know
you
what I mean.
How old were you? How old were you when you went blind?
I finally got tired of that. My brothers kept coming down and wanting to get me out and go someplace and go out to eat or whatever. I told them, get the heck out of my life, and I didn't need to know nothing and whatever. Finally, I got tired of that, and I learned to wake up one morning, and I said, I'm too early or too young to be sitting in this house wasting away. So I quit, and I started a sight loss support group in 1985, me and another blind lady and her husband. And it lasted for 22 years until 2007. And I belonged to the Federation, and my wife and I have been all over the United States. I'm president now of the Good Cheer Club for the Blind. The local churches every month host the blind for a luncheon once a month. And I take care of that, calling the churches and lining up drivers to come pick us up. And I'm living a good life. I got a good wife and got two stepchildren and 3 grandchildren and 2 great-granddaughters.
And how old were you, John?
That's terrific.
John, how old were you when you were blind?
Pardon?
How old were you when you were blind?
Well, I started losing it when I was about 29 and a half, and I lost it totally at 35. And that was in December the 13th of 1977. So I'll be 40. It'll be 46 years, December the 13th next month. I'll be blind for total. I couldn't see anything. The doctor told me that there was nothing more they could do with my retinas, and he said you'll be totally blind for the rest of your life. And I come home and start bawling and crying and feeling sorry for myself. And next thing you know, I'm out there going and doing things and everything. You know, me and my wife goes over all over, you know.
John, I got a question for you, John.
And you know what?
Do you share the show with your friends
anymore? I used to be so that I didn't talk to anybody or whatever. It don't make no difference now. I can talk to anybody. I don't care if it's the President of the United States. I walk up to him and say,
John,
how are you doing? Joe, how you doing? You know, I can talk to anybody.
John.
What? Yes.
My question of the day. Do you tell your friends about our radio show, Blind and Beyond?
Yep. Every month I tell about it.
Well, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll get registered for your drawing here next week sometime.
Don't forget.
Anyway, and I like the trivia questions, and I thought I was first in, but my phone went dead or something. I got cut off. That was it.
Okay.
We got more trivia coming up.
There's more trivia questions coming.
We have another call calling in.
We have Sherry calling in from Orlando.
Sherry calling in. Sherry,
Brown, I bet.
Sherry from Orlando.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Sherry Brown.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Paul. Hi, Gary. Hi, Michael. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Chris.
Hi,
did I miss anybody? I just want to
make
a quick comment. I admire all of you because I've always been blind. So, you know, there's still days when I'm still getting used to it, so to speak. And some days are worse than others. But the person I really come to know and admire a lot is Tom. And because I met him basically close to the beginning of his journey. And I'm amazed at how quickly he adjusted and has really come to be very independent and very capable. And not only that, but, you know, talking to other people, you know. That's not saying you other guys haven't done amazing things, too. I'm not trying to discount anything that anybody's been through. I'm just saying I know Tom, and I'm really proud of you for what you've done, Tom. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Sherry.
Thank you so much for calling, Sherry.
You're very welcome, and all of you are great. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. This show, I wanted to basically have the sighted folks listen to the show because we have a lot of sighted folks listen to the show. And a lot of folks don't understand that a lot of people that go blind, a lot of reasons. I even heard of somebody went blind because parking the car. I heard this at the lighthouse. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Somebody was parking the car.
The wife was parking the car.
Wife was parking the car. And he bumped the car in front. She
bumped it.
And what happened was the car in front had one of those noise things. I forget what they call it, like a horn.
Sensor?
Yeah, like a sensor.
There wasn't any damage, though.
No. It went off. The horn went off.
Yeah.
And the guy came running out of the store. And the husband got out of the car on the passenger side. And the fellow whose car was in front who got tapped. So what happened? My wife accidentally touched your car, but there's no damage. The guy got out, took out his gun, and shot the husband. Killed him. No, I'm sorry. He didn't kill him. I take that back. I met him at Lighthouse. I'm sorry. I take that back. He didn't kill him. He shot him in the head, and he went blind.
Yep.
Wow. I met him at the lighthouse. That's a true story.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Folks.
Hey, Michael, I got something I'd like to quickly add into there that happened to me that made me the most angry. And that's when I lost my eyesight. I was in Puerto Rico, didn't lose my eyesight there. I had to go and get my tonsils out. So they sent me from up to Bethesda Naval Hospital, and they said, get your eyes checked when you get up there, because I was having problems seeing at night. Because they didn't know what I had in Puerto Rico. 15 minutes, the doctor told me, he says, Mr. Sinclair, he says, you're going blind. You've got retinitis pigmentosa. And the hardest thing that hit me is I said, 8 years in the Navy, and I guess I'm going to retire early. He says, there ain't no way you're going to get any retirement. Boy, that made me get up and fight. I put in a rebuttal,
And that's how I got my disability.
Thank God you did.
Yep.
Yeah. We have
a couple minutes to the top of the hour, Michael.
Yeah.
So it's all about.
It reminds me when we first started the show, you used to say, what's your story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
What's your story?
And it's funny because I said this to my granddaughter the other day. Yes. What's your story? She said, what do you mean, what's my story? She took it negatively. I said, everybody's got a story, which is true. Everybody's got a story. You sighted folks don't understand. If you do understand, you listen to this radio show. The show is meant to teach everybody the side effects. Here's a fella that went in for a back operation and went blind. So there's always side effects, anything you do.
Yeah.
So just remember that. There's always side effects, medicine, what you do. If any sighted folks would like to call in, ask any questions.
Please call.
Please call in. Like to talk to you.
During the second hour.
407-894-1680. During the second hour, we're talking more about
life moving forward
to the four of them.
Right.
The four of us. Mm-hmm. And some great trivias as well. And if you have anything to add, call in. We'd like to hear from you.
And on the second hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about Veterans Day.
Yeah. Also, I got...
the Apollo astronaut Ken Mattingly, who died this week, who helped save the crew of the Apollo 13. That's some story.
Yeah.
So are we going to go to Chris? It's 7:58.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.